And welcome back to Community Connections. And as I was telling you in the last hour, we have got the Lions Club of Lilydale in us. We've got Lynn Luxford. Welcome, Lynn.
Thank you.
And Oliver Spearon-Jones. How are you, Oliver?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, too, thanks. So we're going to talk about Light the Night, Lynn. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, it's a promotion from the Leukemia Foundation, and it's on the 4th of October, and it's being held at Lilydale Lake. And our Lions Club gets involved, or they have done for the last few years, and it's a beautiful evening walk around the lake, and there's entertainment there and some food and things like that, and everyone who registers gets a lantern, and there's one there for people who are suffering a disease, there's one there for people who have who are a survivor, and there's one there for to show that you care.
Is there one there for those that have died too? Some of those groups have
there's one there for remembering.
Oh, yeah. Terrific. Yeah. So these lanterns, what do they have candles in them or what?
Yes,
are they?
Yes, they light up. Yep. I think it's a tea light candle or something.
Yep.
And it's just beautiful. You raise your lanterns as you're walking along and you can just see this sea of candles and it's just so beautiful, you know, as the sun's setting.
That'd
and everything.
Terrific. So do you walk with a candle or do you leave it where you...
No, you carry it around with you.
That sounds terrific.
It is. It's a beautiful thing to do to show that you care about someone who's either suffering from the illness or who has passed away, you know, to remember them and everything.
And so that's when, the 4th of October?
That's right.
At the Lilydale Lake?
Yes, that's true.
Yep. And what time, Lynn?
Well, they want you to register at 5:30 and it goes until 8 o'clock.
Oh, that'd be good. It'd get better as the night got darker too, wouldn't it?
That's right. It all shows up. And, you know, all these people who are walking around care about blood cancer, and that's just a beautiful thing. It's really very touching.
And when you start talking October, you think it's a long way away, but that's probably only about 2 weeks away, three weeks away?
Yeah, it's only a couple of weeks off, so yeah. That's why I've got to start talking about it now. And you have to register with the Leukemia Foundation. They've got a special...
Do you know what their website is, or do you just go on the Leukemia Foundation website there?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
All right. Well, I guess if you just Google...
Just type in Light the Night and it should all come up.
Oh, right. So what part does the Lilydale Lions take in that, Lynn?
Well, we've got a couple of members who are suffering from cancer at the moment. One has blood cancer.
Oh, right.
So we're doing that to show that we care about her.
But are you just involved in it, or do you help run it on the night, or what happens?
No, it's just sort of a project we do. You know, it's just something out of respect for this person.
Oh, terrific.
You know, it's just something nice you can do for a friend, really.
So really the people should register before the 4th of October, but they can register on the night?
I don't think so, because it's a fundraiser. They want you to get sponsored.
Oh, right.
And yep. You can't sort of get your lantern unless you've registered.
Yep. And so, all right, so they need to get down on it fairly quickly, don't they? So
yes.
That A, they can register, and B, they can start to raise some money, because at the end of the day, all these things are for research, aren't they? And if the money doesn't come in, then unfortunately some of the research just doesn't go ahead.
That's right. And there has been a lot of good things that have come out of, you know, the research, but we still need more funds to go into it to find that elusive cure, don't we?
Oliver, you're going to tell us a bit, bring us up to date on the Lilydale Township group, please.
Yes, indeed, Anne. Our club likes to keep in touch with the Lilydale Township group, which has now taken over the work of the Lilydale Connect, as the organisation used to be known when it was actually ran by the council. The Township group held their first community forum last month, and in future they hope to hold these every 3 months, once a quarter. The meetings are held at Lilydale Football Club in Main Street. And three of the groups who are represented on the Township group actually made presentations about their activities at the last meeting and their progress. Those were the groups dealing with the Lilydale Main Street beautification, Lilydale Community Gardens, and the Rotary Club of Lilydale also made a presentation. It was very interesting to hear the progress being made by groups such as these in tidying up the main street and all the various other activities that are actually going on around the town now. The major item of interest this time was a presentation from Yarra Rangers Council about the progress being made on the level crossing removals at Lilydale and Moralbark. There will be additional car parking spaces apparently at Moralbark, and the Level Crossing Authority had held consultation meetings in August with the public both in Lilydale and in Moralbark. And I think these were quite well attended as far as I understand, although I haven't actually heard a report back on what happened at those yet.
Is Lilydale going over or under, do we know?
Both places, the railway will be elevated and will go over the roadway, and the station will be above ground levels, apparently. In Lilydale, there will actually be a new station, and it will be built on the John Street side of the Maroondah Highway, with a bridge that actually expands right across the Maroondah Highway to where the old station is.
Lilydale would have to have a new station too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that was Lilydale, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you said Moralbark, sorry. Oh.
Now, I think the Moralbark, I should imagine, modernise the station and do works to it, but I don't think they were building it entirely again new. But depends, I guess, how the bridge fits in with the existing structure there. So.
Well, because Lilydale, when you think about it, the train comes down into the station, doesn't it?
Yes.
So it won't have to go as high to go over the road, because you've already got, you know, it's almost going to be waving my arms around. No one on radio can see it. But anyway, the train certainly comes down into the station, so part of the height will, or if you can just bring it straight across.
Yes. Well, I think it's from the Level Crossing Authority point of view, it's the most economical way of doing it, really, because it creates less disruption on the ground than having to obviously put a tunnel in and go underneath and redo the road and all this sort of thing as well. And if you can just put a bridge in straight across, you know, from where I suppose by the high school, where it is now, right across to the other side of the Maroondah Highway, then it's probably a lot cheaper than having to sort of go along ground level or below ground, I would guess.
Well, particularly there, because of the fact that it goes downhill, you'd have to go very, very low to get it too, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You can't go underground because there's a water table there.
Oh, is there?
So it'd be flooding out if you put a tunnel underground.
Oh, right. Yeah. Didn't know that. But, yeah, well, that's fair enough. Yeah, well, you know, the water's, if you get too much of water, you're in real trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the old station at Lilydale actually is a listed historical building, and I don't know whether we've spoken about this before, but it actually has an old bar in there in the basement, a cellar, and it's actually open to the public as a bar, I think, on a Friday afternoon and one
3 o'clock
day a week.
You can go there.
Not many people know about it, but those who do, I think, have a good time down there.
It's amazing what we learn on this show. We're here with the Lilydale Lions, and Lynn, we've talked about this 1-2-3 read to me a bit, and they tell me, or you were just telling me, that you had a meeting last night, so please bring us up to date. What's going on?
Well, last night we had a meeting and we had a presentation from our guest speaker, Jeff Shelley, from 123 Read to Me. Now, he has started this charity with his wife, Melinda, and it's also a Lions project. And Lions are helping him to collect books, and he will give away books all over Australia to people who need them, because there's over 730,000 Australian children in poverty. And if it comes down to a nice hearty meal on the table or a book, I mean, what would you choose? So
it's going to go, don't you?
That's right. So it wouldn't be a book, I can tell you. So you have to get onto this straight away with children. Reading aloud to the child every day builds necessary brain pathways. And if you wait till school age, it's just too late. You have to do it straight away, you know, from when they're a baby.
And it's great bonding between the parents and the child too, isn't it?
That's right. Mm. And if you have a book in the house, you hope that there'll be someone there who could read to the child. And, you know, literacy, that's how they learn what words look like and how to write and what words mean and things like that. So
where are these books going to go, Lynn? So have you started collecting books yet?
Yes, we have collected some.
Yep.
And in conjunction with Bunnings, they will give us some bins, and we can put them in the stores. Mm-hmm. Jeff Shelley was telling us that he leaves them in places like fish and chip shops and doctor's surgeries and places like that. And anyone can go and put the books in and take out whatever they want. And
so when are you hoping to have these bins out and about, Lynn?
Oh, as soon as possible, yes. We've got some books there, and we're going to start collecting even more. And if there are places that need a greater amount, then, you know, we're happy or Jeff Shelley's happy for us to go and collect more.
Right. So are we also appealing to people to give you books?
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
But what sort of books? Let's be very specific.
All right. Well, up till the age, from birth, up until the age of 12, probably.
The little golden books and all that sort of stuff?
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Yeah, you learn so much from those, don't you?
Yep.
So in good order, the book should be, you know, not sort of pulled apart or anything like that. Then the books, once they're collected, can be taken. There's a warehouse in Frankston North and the Seaford area, and they're sorted to make sure that they're okay. And it's good fun. A lot of clubs, the Lions clubs, actually go down there on the weekends, maybe once a month.
Oh, yeah.
And they help with the sorting, and they have a wonderful time.
Terrific. So let's just, around Lilydale, the books, where would they drop them off now?
We haven't actually worked that out at the moment.
Right.
Because we've only just decided to do it.
Do it, yep.
But probably in the future, it'll be at Bunnings.
Right. And then you'll also have some other spots around where people can drop the
yes.
books off.
Yes, yeah. And also, you know, there's a phone number if you want.
Yep.
You can ring myself. On 0403 166 150, and let us know if you've got some books, and we can come and collect them. And my phone number again is 0403 166 150, and we'd be happy to collect them or let you know where you can drop them off.
Sounds terrific. Where the time is 25 minutes to 2, and I've got with me the Lions Club of Lilydale. Lynn, you're going to tell us a bit about some spring planting that you've either coming up or has been done.
Yes, last Friday we had a spring planting day, and it was at the Lions Park in Lilydale. You may not know it's there. It's a very small park. It's between Main Street and John Street, just opposite the marketplace there. And it's a nice park to just walk through. People walk their dogs and ride through it on their bikes and that. And now it has since been renovated quite massively. There's been quite a lot of tree planting along the sides of the creek, plus, you know, along the sides of the park as well. We sort of work with a great man. He's just fantastic. And he's all into horticulture and permaculture and everything. And Bunnings, they come to the rescue providing a lot of the plants. And because it's a Lions park, we get involved.
Oh, terrific.
I think it's very important for us to get involved and provide some of the elbow grease there to plant some of the plants.
So that was last Friday?
Yes, but
have you got more coming up?
Yes, they're on every Saturday at 1 p.m.
Every Saturday?
Yeah.
Gee, that's a pretty fair effort, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, the plants that they have in the park, they're mainly edible, so they're put in fruit trees and olive trees and herbs and also a lot of bush tucker. I got quite a nice bunch of native spinach. It was really, really
nice.
Didn't
know there was such a thing, native spinach.
Yeah, so it's very good. So and once all these plants get established, it's okay for you know, the local people to come if they want some blueberries or something like that. They can come
and take it. Particularly good for the homeless, wouldn't it?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Oh. So, and the trees along the creek, that shores up the creek banks and everything. Yep. We want to, you know, clean up the area and make the water clean and everything, and we're working in conjunction with Melbourne Water and everything to improve the health of the creek.
Yeah, that's what it needs. I've got the Lilydale Lions with me, and Oliver's going to tell us about some barbecues coming up and those luscious Lions cakes.
Yes, okay, we continue to hold our monthly barbecues at Lilydale Bunnings on a Saturday, and the next one's coming up actually this Saturday. So please come along and have a swag there. This, as always, is a great time for club members to get together in our bread and butter fundraising activity. We usually have 10 members of the club turn out to help over the course of the day, and we have three shifts. We start our cooking at 8:30 in the morning and we end at 5 in the evening. Our next BBQ will be held this Saturday, as I just said, and we hope we'll be well supported despite being a big footy weekend, as we all know, coming up.
Buy a snag on the way to the local football.
Absolutely. The money goes towards our disbursements next May to local and national organisations, including medical research, disaster funds and our own project of providing gym equipment on the Warburton Trail. We hope to get all the permissions in place for that, together with funding, in the next few months. Now, cakes, it's that time of year again when we gear up for our big sales campaign of Lions Christmas cakes. And this year we'll have the usual 1.5 kilogram and 1 kilogram cakes, the twin pack and the very popular Christmas pudding. We'll also have the mini cake. This is an individually wrapped and will suit cake with, and will suit people who just want a serving for one without having to buy a whole cake and have to keep eating it every day. Not only do many individuals buy these cakes either at banks, stores in the local shopping centres or Bunnings, or through personal contact with a line member, but also many small and middle-sized businesses buy them as gifts for their employees or customers. And all profits from the Lions cakes, as with our barbecues, again go back into the community through our disbursements. So, if you have not already sourced your cake or cakes, please let us know, and we'll give you the details at the end.
And I have with me Lions Club of Lilydale. Oliver, you're going to tell us a bit about your membership drive.
Yes, indeed. We're continuing our membership drive, and we'll be carrying on with a stall at the Lilydale Show on the 16th and 17th of November, which will be held in Melba Park in Lilydale. We'll also be selling snow cones there. We'll be selling cakes and puddings, of course, as well. And we'll have information about Lions, and we will try to answer any questions that you might have. So if you're at the show on the 16th and the 17th of November, please come along and see our stalls down there.
It's a good enough reason to come to the show,
isn't it? Absolutely right. That's why certainly why we will be there. So. Right, our club meets every third Tuesday of each month, and we usually meet at the Lilydale International, which is on 471 Maroondah Highway, Lilydale. We meet at dinner for dinner in the bistro at 6 p.m. and we regularly have guest speakers, and all are welcome to come along and visit us. The meeting begins at 7:15 after the dinner in the club meeting room, and usually finishes by 9 p.m. or very shortly thereafter. We currently have 18 members, and we'll be very happy if anyone is interested in coming along to find out more about us.
So how are they going to do that, Oliver?
Well, by all means, come to our next meeting, which will be Tuesday the 15th of October at the Lilydale International, or you can find out details on our club email, and we'll respond to that at lilydale@lionsclubs201v5.org. That's lilydale@lionsclubs201v5.org, and our website is lilydale.vic.lions.org.au, or you can ring our president, Lynn, who's sitting next to me, and as she said, her and her telephone number is 0403 166 150, or myself, Oliver, and my number is 0413 810 489, or you could contact our membership secretary, who's David, and his number is 0409 700 668, and any of us will be happy to give you further information. But I say, by all means, come along to one of our meetings on the third Tuesday of the month.
We've got the Lilydale Lions with me. Lynn, you've got a couple of social activities coming up.
Yes, we don't just do barbecues. We go out and have some fun, and, you know, we're all very good friends and get along well. We have a trip planned to Cloud Hill Gardens in Olinda on the 20th of October, and we'll be having some lunch at their restaurants and a visit to the gardens. And spring should be well advanced by then, so I'm sure the gardens will be absolutely beautiful. And also in November, we regularly go to see performances at the Lilydale Athenaeum Theatre. The next performance that we will go to is The Ladies in Black. This starts in November and is based on the book by Carolyn Burns. The musical is a tender-hearted comedy set in Sydney in 1959, and we all look forward to our visit.
They put on some great shows at the Athenaeum, don't they?
Oh, yes, they're all wonderful. You see about four a year.
You're just surprised how much talent is around. I mean, because apart from Lilydale, there are theatre groups all over Melbourne and in the country, and there are some really talented actors that just can't get a full-time job, and they're just amateur actors, and they're not amateur. They are just terrific.
That's right, yeah. Mm. There's some good theatre companies in the local area, and it's important that we support them.
Oh, absolutely. And there's so much work. I mean, there's many, many hours of rehearsals and all that go into it, and set building and the work, so it's terrific. Oliver, could you give us those contact details again, please?
Yes, certainly. The club email address is lilydale@lionsclubs201v5, that's all one word, .org. And or you can ring Lynn on 0403166150 or me, Oliver, on 0413810489 or David, who's our membership secretary, on 0409700668.
And he's got the lousiest job in the club, hasn't he? The membership director. I reckon there's only two lousy jobs in Lions, Rotary or any of those. One's membership and one's the secretary. I reckon they
Well, I'm the secretary, so I've got one of them. So.
Well, the other one is just purely and simply hard going. And we should also mention, of course, you've got the mints that are around that I think nearly every shop you go into has got the Lions mints around, haven't they?
Yes.
Yeah, they certainly have, haven't they? They're in most of the local banks, I think you'll find, and that's the most popular place that where people will actually hold them and host them for us. So.
And they come in four delicious flavours. There's the fizzes, which are like lifesavers. Yep. There's musk and peppermint or spearmint.
You used to only have the musk ones, weren't they, in the early days? Am I right or am I wrong?
I think they were just mints. That's why they were called Lions mints.
Right.
But people don't realise that they come in a range of flavours now.
Yeah. And they're not a very expensive item, are they?
No, they're only 60 cents.
Unbelievable.
For a little roll, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's terrific. All right, well, look, it's been terrific having you in. We've always liked to know what's going on down at the Lilydale Lions. I think one of the real things at the moment is 1-2-3 Read to Me. I think that's got terrific potential. So when you get the sites where people can drop them into the bins and pick them up from the bins and all that, I mean, it's an honesty system, and I mean, if anybody rips it off, well, they're just unbelievable if they do that. But I think it's a fabulous idea that, and a lot of people out there are doing it fairly tough and can't always afford, particularly if you've got a large family, they can't always afford to buy these books.
That's right, yeah. You know.
Well, I think 1-2-3 Read to Me don't necessarily expect to have the books back. If they're going to a good place, they're quite happy.
I thought it was more like an exchange.
So. It is an exchange, but they're not bothered that much if they don't come back and they're in a good place.
You can keep them if you want.
I didn't realise that. Yeah. I thought that it was just an exchange. So you can keep them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there must be in a lot of parents' places where the kids are 30s and 40s, I bet you there are a whole lot of golden books. They are all over the place, aren't they?
Yeah,
everyone
right.
had them when they were growing up. So, that must be. Well, look, thanks for coming in again. Certainly, I hope you've enjoyed the time with us. It's always great to tell the listeners what's going on in the community and particularly the Lions Club. And you meet the third Wednesday of the month?
Tuesday of the month.
Third Tuesday, yes. At Lilydale International.
Yep. So it would be good for people to be down there, and they're welcome to come along. Got to go. Time for the news. We'll talk to you next month.
Thanks a lot, Alan.
Thanks very much.